Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is Divine Healing, Part 7. The topic within that subject we're still dealing with is called the Traditions of Men. Let us go to the main foundation scripture, Matthew chapter 15, verse 6, to remind ourselves of what the Word of God says. Reading from the Amplified Bible, Matthew chapter 15, verse 6. So for your sake, of the tradition, the rules handed down by your forefathers, you have set aside the word of God, depriving it of force and authority and making it of no effect. What we have learnt so far from the past teachings in this subject is that the traditions of man are directly against the word of God. They are designed by Satan to come into the body of Christ, to come into the thinking of a believer, to neutralize the word of God. And also to neutralize the operation of the Word of God through the believer by faith. Let us now go to the ninth tradition of man. It's called God puts us through tests and trials. In order to understand properly what testings and trials mean, we must look to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 12 to 21. Reading from James, chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no man say that he is tempted, for I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does God himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when the desire has given birth or conceived to sin, and sin when it is full grown brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Verse 21, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. Going back to James chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. The Greek word translated temptation in these scriptures is the same word for trials and testing. Verse 13 says, God is not tested by evil, and he does not tempt or test man with evil, and we are warned never to say that God tests us. Verse 14 explains what a test and trial is. It explains that a test or a trial is anything that applies pressure on the lusts or desires of the flesh. Any pressure that draws us away from God's word is a test and a trial. God expects us, the believer, to fight the tests and trials that Satan puts our way with the word of God and with the authority we have in and through Christ Jesus. We are not to give in to Satan when he applies pressure to our body or to make us sick. We fight the good fight of faith with faith and patience, and we receive the promise of God. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, it says, My brethren, count it with all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. What is this actually saying here? The scriptures are actually telling us what actually happens when a trial or tribulation comes, and they come from Satan, and they are there to hurt us or destroy or to steal from us. When these temptations and trials come our way, God says that there is a process. Through faith and patience, you will have the victory. Faith will take time for that victory to come into position, so it needs the force of patience to carry that distance. If you give patience enough time in the situation, your faith can come in and change that trial and testing to a victory in Christ Jesus. So you need both forces working together, the force of patience and the force of faith. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, we see the end result of patience and faith working together. Verse 12 says in Hebrews chapter 6, that you be not lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. The promises of God are inherited through faith and patience. Sometimes the promise of God to be manifest or to become a reality in our lives, it takes time. Other time, promises of God may happen instantly, but God is saying very clearly, when the trials and tribulations come at you, they are not from Him. He doesn't use them to test you, but when they do come towards you, through faith and patience, you can turn that trial into a victory, into an experience that you can use for the body of Christ. Thank you for listening today, and God bless.